For WireGrantsDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. With more severe weather in the forecast, there are some schedule changes for Wiregrass schools this morning. All Dothan City schools will have a late start time today, and there'll be no transportation to the Head Start and Early Education Center. Houston and Henry County schools will begin at 9 a.m. Wallace Community College Dothan will also delay opening until 9. Aaliyah will be investigating after an inmate died Wednesday at the Coffee County Jail. 45-year-old Chad Jones had been taken into custody for public intoxication. The sheriff's office said he suffered an unknown medical emergency and efforts to revive him failed. Foul play is not suspected. Members of the Alabama House have passed a bill that would limit the amount local governments could increase the assessed value of properties for tax purposes to 7% a year. House Bill 37 would apply to all residential, farm, and commercial and timber properties in the state. The bill moves to the Senate for consideration. The Dothan Diamond Classic baseball tournament has adjusted its schedule after severe weather canceled games Wednesday. Games that were canceled from last night will be played this afternoon starting at 3 p.m. The Ashford versus Dothan game will be at 4:30 on Field 1. You can see today's full lineup through the link with this story on our website. Alabama ranks low on a recent election study completed by MIT. The school's election performance index listed the Yellowhammer State at number 38 based on 2022 elections. Factors included voter registration, rates of absentee ballot rejections, and voter turnout. Meanwhile, Alabama's Secretary of State is warning the Democratic Party that Joe Biden could be left off the state's presidential ballot. This week, Wes Allen said that the certificate of nomination must be received at least 82 days before the election, which would fall on August 15th. That comes before the Democratic National Convention begins. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.